Alexei Navalny died after being poisoned with dart frog toxin, UK and allies claim, from Sky News, running about 7.5 minutes. In a bombshell announcement at the Munich Security Conference, Britain and four allied nations revealed the results of a 2-year investigation that concluded Alexei Navalny was killed by a rare and exotic poison that could only have been administered by Vladimir Putin's government. Section 1, the announcement at Munich. The news breaks live from the Munich Security Conference, almost exactly 2 years to the day since Navalny's death was first announced at the same conference on February 16, 2024. The timing is clearly deliberate and deeply symbolic. Navalny's widow, Yulia Navalnaya, appears flanked by the British Foreign Secretary, Yvette Cooper, and the foreign ministers of Sweden, the Netherlands, and Germany for a joint press conference. Section 2, the dart frog toxin. The details are extraordinary and read like something from a spy thriller. According to the investigation, Navalny was poisoned with a deadly toxin found in Ecuadorian dart frogs. The German foreign minister describes the poison as a neurotoxin that is 200 times more powerful than morphine. It is classified as a form of chemical weapon, and anyone exposed to it would have experienced significant suffering before death. Section 3, Yulia Navalnaya speaks. The most powerful moment of the press conference comes from Navalny's widow Yulia, who says simply but devastatingly, "Now it is not just words. It is scientific proof that my husband Alexei Navalny was poisoned and killed by Russian government and by Vladimir Putin and Russian prison." The brevity of her statement makes it hit all the harder. Section 4, a pattern of poisoning. The report fits into a well-documented pattern of Russian state poisoning. Sky News draws the direct connection to the Salisbury attack, where former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were poisoned with the Novichok nerve agent on British soil in 2018. Navalny himself was previously poisoned with a Novichok nerve agent in August 2020 in what was widely attributed to Russian intelligence services. Section 5, justice and accountability. Sky News reporter Deborah Haynes reveals she spoke directly to the Dutch foreign minister after the press conference and asked whether he believes Vladimir Putin will ultimately be held accountable. His response is measured but hopeful. He says the wheels of justice turn slowly, but they do turn. Section 6, sanctions and the bigger picture. The timing of this revelation sits within a broader geopolitical context. Just hours earlier at the same conference, Ukrainian President Zelensky had called for tougher sanctions on Russia, specifically targeting the Russian oil tanker fleet that continues to fund the war in Ukraine. Sky News asks whether these new findings about Navalny's poisoning will serve as a catalyst for a further round of more punitive sanctions. Section 7, the Munich setting. There is something deeply poignant about the geography of this story. Munich, the city where the security conference takes place every February, has become inextricably linked with Navalny's fate. It was here in February 2024 that the world learned he had died. Now, 2 years later, it is here that the world learns how he died. Key takeaways. A five-nation investigation has concluded that Alexei Navalny was killed in prison using a toxin from Ecuadorian dart frogs, a neurotoxin 200 times more powerful than morphine, classified as a chemical weapon. The UK, France, Germany, the Netherlands, and Sweden jointly attribute the assassination to the Russian government, stating only Putin's Kremlin had the means, motive, and opportunity. Evidence has been submitted to the OPCW, the UN Chemical Weapons Watchdog.